If the animal you most fear might be watching your every move, any act of appeasement is worth trying. And New Guinea wasn't the last stop for saltwater crocodiles in the South Pacific. Millions of years ago, these powerful reptiles had already begun their push eastwards. For any animal castaway, the first hurdle would have been the 60-mile stretch of water that separates New Guinea from the next group of islands, the Solomons. Instead of one dominating island, like New Guinea, the Solomons are made up of almost 1,000 smaller jewels scattered along a 900-mile chain. All these islands erupted out of the sea and were ripe for colonization. The ancestors of these Solomon Islanders made that initial 60-mile crossing some 30,000 years ago. Whether their ancestors paddled across in hollowed-out tree trunks like these, or floated on giant bamboo rafts, no one knows. And with land occasionally in sight, they would have surely been tempted to investigate. By the time people arrived, the Solomons were packed with almost a quarter of the plants and animals found in New Guinea. Including their old adversary, the saltwater crocodile. A 60-mile swim would be an unimaginable feat for most animals, but salties are not most animals. One of the few crocodiles to tolerate salt water, they are also the largest and strongest swimmers. Guided by an internal compass, they made landfall throughout the Solomons and became the most easterly population of crocodiles in the Pacific. Once arrived, they'd have had plenty to feast on. The waters surrounding New Guinea and the Solomons are the richest and most diverse in the world. Indeed, there are more species of fish on one of these reefs than in the whole of the Caribbean. But how did all this life reach the Solomons from New Guinea? You might think it would be easy for a fish to swim between these small islands, but not so. You wouldn't find these little fish in deep water. The open ocean beyond their shallow reef is, in fact, a huge barrier. So how did all these fish come to be here? Colonizing new reefs is a challenge faced by fish across the South Pacific. But they have a simple solution. Once a year, thousands of groupers